Hi, welcome in this session about cross-platform user interface development in Java with OpenJFX. So there are a couple of important terms that we're using in this title. So we are going to talk about user interfaces that are cross-platform so that you can create them once and execute them on a number of platforms. We're going to use Java, and the project that we will talk about is developed in the OpenJFX. 30 minutes is not a long session, so we are going to try to stick to the most essential parts that I want to explain. So we will first of all talk about Java itself, JavaFX itself. What is JavaFX? Then an important part of the success of JavaFX is due to its ecosystem. So it's important that I spend a few minutes on the JavaFX ecosystem. We will also explain how the development of JavaFX is organized. How is it? How can one contribute, for example, and how do we guarantee that the quality is maintained, and so on. And finally, we will talk a bit about how the JavaFX APIs and implementations are structured and what architectural choices that have been made. We won't go into much detail as the allocated time does not allow for this, but hopefully I should be able to convince you that JavaFX is a modern user interface development platform that is very suitable for different kinds of devices, and that is very applicable if you're already a Java developer or if you want to join the Java development group. So first of all, what is JavaFX? It's not easy to give a definition, but I think the JavaFX platform contains the Java APIs that are used for client development in general and UI development in particular. So when I say it contains the Java APIs, I mean that these are really the APIs that are being developed in the OpenJDK umbrella. OpenJFX has its own project, the OpenJFX project, and the APIs that are being developed there are in the JavaFX dot namespace. So it's JavaFX dot application, JavaFX dot scene, and so on. Those are the packages that contain the JavaFX APIs and implementations. So while it is not a part of the core OpenJDK, it is part of the OpenJDK umbrella. Apart from being a part of the OpenJDK umbrella, it's important to notice that JavaFX is really a modern graphical toolkit, and it combines hardware acceleration with the typical advantages that we know in the Java world. For example, Java is well known for its security, maturity, backward compatibility, performant multi-threading, and there's a large ecosystem. So all the libraries or tools that you're using with Java can also be used to develop applications in JavaFX. For example, the IDEs, whether you're using NetBeans, IntelliJ, or Eclipse, they can also be used when you're developing JavaFX applications. So that is one of the major goals to make it very easy for existing Java developers